This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In the early morning hours of the September 11th anniversary of terrorist attacks on the United States, a rocket has exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Just after midnight in Afghanistan on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attack on the United States, a rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Officials at the compound reported no injuries and declared an all-clear about a half hour later. There was a plume of smoke visible over central Kabul shortly after midnight. The attack followed two car bombs in Kabul last week that killed two members of the NATO mission, including a U.S. service member and several civilians. Over the weekend, President Donald Trump abruptly called off U.S. Taliban talks at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump has fired another national security adviser, saying he and John Bolton strongly disagreed on a number of policy issues. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo refused to discuss exactly what precipitated John Bolton's departure, but he acknowledged
there were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure.
And he downplayed the significance of any individual's departure to U.S. foreign policy.
These have been the president's policies.
But Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, questions the abrupt changes at the White House.
While they might make for great television, and they might work well on a TV show where your signature line is "you're fired," doesn't make for predictable or steady management.
And while Bolton's firing took many in Washington by surprise, Pompeo apparently was not among them.
I'm never surprised.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Bahamian authorities say the death toll from last week's Hurricane Dorian is currently at 50. The search for victims continues. President Trump says he's considering granting temporary protected status to Bahamians displaced by the storm. This is VOA News. For the second time in a week, British lawmakers voted against Prime Minister Boris Johnson.